I want to play this moment from the officer's cell phone video.
Get out of the mall.
Hey, Jimmy,
whoa! Fucking bitch.
Is that Agent Ross's voice calling Renee Good a fucking bitch?
I can't determine which one it is, but it could be, sir.
In June of last year, Agent Ross had his arm pinned in the back window of a car as an undocumented immigrant who was a criminal drove away from a traffic stop. It dragged him about 100 yards. Here's what Vice President Vance said about the incident this week.
That very ICE officer nearly had his life ended, dragged by a car 6 months ago, 33 stitches in his leg. So you think maybe he's a little bit sensitive about somebody ramming him with an automobile?
If this is relevant, first of all, it's horrible that that happened. If it's relevant, which the vice president seems to think it is, do you think this understandably very traumatic event that this officer went through last June might have influenced, as the vice president is suggesting happened, how he responded?
Now, there's no indication to that, but the facts are is that we've seen vehicles weaponized over 100 times in the last several months against our law enforcement officers. So they definitely know that the threat is real, that individuals who are trained by activists to go out and to impede their law enforcement operations will weaponize their vehicles and try to run them over and drag them and not stop. So they certainly go into these situations with that knowledge that that could happen, and that's what their training prepares them for.